Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 32, verse 19. When Moses approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, his anger burned, and he threw the tablets out of his hands, breaking them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. Stop the chaos. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Imagine this. A very relaxed Moses comes down Mount Sinai after an amazing experience of seeing God face to face. But his mood changed when he heard and saw people singing, dancing, and worshiping the idol of a golden calf. Praises meant for the true God were now given to a golden, man-made god that their Egyptian captors had worshipped. Now imagine the eyes of Moses burning with righteous anger as he raises his arms above his head to smash the tablets of stone that contained the Ten Commandments. It's time to stop the chaos. The first commandment is found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. God says, "You shall have no other gods before me." There are severe consequences for the sin of worshiping an idol, a thing that cannot love or save. 3,000 people died because they did not repent of their sin and did not turn back to the ways of the Lord. Are there idols in your life? If God entered your home and saw all the things that we spend our time with, what idols, gods, would he see? An idol is anything that can take our time, our attention, and our gifts away from the true God. It could be a toy, pet, sport, hobby, television, reading, music, phone, friends, and games. It's time to stop the chaos. God says, "I am more important than these things. You are my child. I give you life and breath. I want you to be with me in heaven for eternity and not in hell. I want you to enjoy a long life on this earth with me as your first priority. Everything will work out for your good when you stop putting things before me and stop the chaos. Listen to my words of love and forgiveness in the Bible and spend time with me in prayer. I know you. I listen to your desires and needs. I am here to catch your worries and anxieties when you throw them at me. I will take care of you and be with you. Come and worship me. Stop the chaos of putting things before me. I love you." We pray to our loving God. Dear Lord, please help me to keep your first commandment because you are my first priority. Help me to stop the chaos and make time for you first. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.